This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, July 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom signs budget. Chevron repeal set stage for regulatory remake. And U.S. dairy scores win in Chile deal. Newsom signs budget. Governor Gavin Newsom on Saturday signed a budget package a week after striking a deal with legislative leaders. The nearly $300 billion plan addresses a $46.8 billion shortfall through $16 billion in spending reductions and other mechanisms. It cut spending at nearly all state agencies by 8%. Newsom called it a responsible budget that protects investments in housing, homelessness, education, health care, and other Democratic priorities. Overruling of Chevron set stage for litigation legislation. Business groups and congressional Republicans are ready to remake the administrative state following the Supreme Court's 6-3 decision overruling the Chevron doctrine, the 40-year-old precedent that requires courts to defer to federal agencies in interpreting ambiguous laws. On Capitol Hill, the Conservative Republican Study Committee issued a memo ahead of the decision saying that House committees, quote, have an opportunity to review any regulatory action that was justified by Chevron deference toward agency interpretation. President Biden's regulatory agenda, quote, has impacted everything from the economy to America's energy and agriculture production to Title IX, the RSC staff memo says. Each House committee should scour Biden-era regulatory actions and highlight any that should be considered for judicial review post-Chevron. Similarly, House conservatives should seek opportunities to advocate for Congress to repeal or defund such regulations. Take note, a National Association of Home Builders official told the Washington Post he would be sending the opinion to a federal judge overseeing litigation in Texas challenging the Biden administration's Waters of the U.S. rule to remind the court now there is no deference to the agency. Numerous critics of the decision, however, say Congress is not up to the task of crafting specific regulations. Dissenting Justice Elena Kagan said the decision, quote, gives courts the power to make all manner of scientific and technical judgments. What actions can be taken to address climate change or other environmental challenges? What will the nation's healthcare system look like in the coming decades, she asked. In every sphere of current or future federal regulation, expect courts from now on to play a commanding role, Kagan said. It's not a role Congress has given to them in the Administrative Procedure Act or any other statute. It is a role this court has now claimed for itself as well as for other judges. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Study evaluating irrigation alternatives if Snake River dams breached. The Bureau of Reclamation has begun an analysis on future supplies of water that could offset the lost access irrigators could face should four dams along the Snake River be breached. In a public meeting last week, agency officials laid out a time frame for the report. The agency plans to hold information sessions, interviews, and site visits in June and July and roll out sections of the study throughout the summer and fall. draft report should be available by December. The final report is slated for mid-2025. Now, take note, the study stems from a $1 billion agreement that's aimed at resolving a long-standing legal dispute over salmon declines along the river. U.S. dairy scores win. Chile agrees to use of product names. The Biden administration says it's reached an agreement with the government of Chile that will ensure continued market access of specialty cheese and meat products from the United States. The U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Chilean Undersecretary of International Economic Relations Claudia Sanhueza have exchanged letters that the USTR says, quote, ensures that current and future U.S. exporters of certain cheeses and meats will continue to be able to use those terms in Chile going forward. The text of the letters wasn't released, but the issue stems from a Chilean trade agreement with the European Union that includes protections for geographic indicators claimed by the EU. Those names typically include products like Parmesan cheese and Parma ham. The letters are expected to detail the products exempted from the GI protections in the EU-Chile trade deal. Take note, a source familiar with the U.S.-Chile agreement says it won't just apply to existing exporters to Chile, but will cover future exporters as well. This represents an important strengthening of our bilateral trading relationship and will provide real and tangible benefits for American agricultural producers and Chilean consumers, Tai says in a statement. By the way, USDA also should have more news for the U.S. dairy industry today. Today is the deadline for the department to release its proposal for reforming federal milk marketing orders. The plan is expected to overhaul the pricing formula for milk while also updating make allowances, the deduction for processor manufacturing costs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, July 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.